Great tonight. How many of you are having a great time fasting? Listen, after the second day, you can go a month. It's no big deal. Tonight, we're going to welcome all the live streamers. We are live streaming this evening's prayer meeting, and then we're going to worship. Now, if you brought your financial bundle, you can come and put it on the altar. If you brought your financial bundle, put it on the altar. Please, when you leave, don't take somebody else's. Just take your own. Why would you want anybody else's bills anyways? You're believing, I know, huh? You're believing God for a miracle in your finances, you can come bring them on the altar. I will. Mike, I'll put yours right there. Hallelujah. Might put some extra coinage in there, huh? Hallelujah. Well, the weather's much not as frightful as last night. Can I hear an amen? Woo! Last night was fun. We keep it cold in here so you don't fall asleep in the arms of God. And it also saves finances. So we're going to have you all stand. We're going to open in prayer. And then we're going to worship for a bit. Are you ready to pray? Now, if you don't know how to pray, and this is the great part about learning. Turn to someone and say, we are learning tonight. Maybe you're a person that's never prayed out loud a day in your life. You don't have to pray out loud. But while you're here, we want you to learn how to agree in prayer. What does that mean? That means when somebody's praying, just say, Jesus, I agree with them. The word amen means so be it, or I agree. And so you can agree with them in prayer. Tonight we're going to be praying over finances and other things, and so we just want you to be ready. If we said it last evening, if you want to come around the altar, you come around the altar. You want to grab some rug around the altar, come grab some rug. If you're a walker, you can walk. Just don't bump into each other. You can if you'd like. We can pray for them after. Glory to God. So I'm a walker, and I know there are a lot of walkers here. Just find a spot and walk and pray and seek the Lord. But tonight, we're believing God for a supernatural move in your life. Some of you have held bondages for years, and through the power of fasting, God will break those things in your life. Amen? As well as we're coming together and agreeing in prayer. We're going to see God do mighty things in our region for the glory of heaven. So tonight, let's just open in prayer. Father, we thank you so much for Jesus. Jesus, what an honor it is tonight for us to stand before the Father. Thank you for the blood that you shed on Calvary's tree. Thank you for the damage that you took to your physical body. Thank you for taking on every sin that we ever did. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. Tonight, God, we don't come to you to ask just for simple things. We want, Father, to pray your will tonight. We know if we pray your will be done. You can have this confidence that if you pray anything according to his will, it shall be done. God, we pray tonight your will. Holy Spirit, we ask that you stir our spirit. That you bring things to the top during this time of fasting and praying that, Lord, need to be extracted from our lives. And Lord, as a church, our passion is to do your will. Lord, we know if we do your will, that lives will be changed, lives will be saved, people will be freed, people will be healed. And Lord, we just give you the honor and the glory for allowing us to seek you. Thank you for calling us your sons and daughters. And Father God, tonight, we come to you as one. Lord, every time I see that in the scripture, a mighty move of God is released. We come to you as one, with one heart, with one accord. Because we want to serve you through the power of prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to remind you that prayer, 30 minutes of prayer, can do more than 10 or 5 years of work. God is moved by prayer. So tonight, his ears is tuned, keen to you and I. If you want to sit, sit. You want to walk, walk. You want to lay flat, lay flat. You want to grab some rug, grab some rug. You want to go get in a corner, just don't make any noises. No sleeping, no snoring. But tonight, let's seek Jesus as one body. Amen? If you're online tonight watching, we are one body. So wherever you are, whether it's your home, whether it's your car, no matter where you are, let's pray together. Amen? Let's worship first.
Come on and lift your hands in his presence right where you are. Just begin to tell him how much you love him, how much he means to you. God, we bless you. We magnify your name. We exalt you tonight, oh God. We worship you from the depths of our heart, oh God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I worship you. In the beauty of holiness, I lift my hands to you. For you are my righteousness, you are royalty. So I crown you King of Kings, your majesty. Your majesty.
How great is our God?
great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, how great is our God. Hallelujah. You are great, O God, and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you glory, God. You are great. Hallelujah. You are holy, God. You are mighty, God. You are an awesome God. Hallelujah. 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 Holy. Holy. Are you?
Father, we just worship you tonight. We thank you for your presence, Lord. We thank you for your blessings today. Father, we put aside our flesh and we just ask you, Father, to meet us exactly where we are. Wherever that is tonight, Lord, we just lay ourselves down for you. We lay aside all those things that would distract us this day. And I thank you, Lord, that as we meditate on your word and as we meditate on the truth of it, Lord, the blessings that we will obtain from that is beyond our imagination. I thank you, Lord, that the seed that we've planted in 2015, I'm just calling forth the harvest in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that every financial harvest, every spiritual harvest shall be brought forth in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, even for the lines of heritage that have gone before us. I thank you, Lord, that we call forth the harvest that our ancestors have prayed for in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that as we just worship you and we give ourselves to you, Father, that you would just lead us and guide us in all the ways that you would have us to go. Father, I pray for those people who do not have any financial seed tonight, Lord, that you would give seed to the sowers. Your word says you will do. I thank you, Jesus, for your Holy Spirit who is so faithful. Faithful to remind us that God has our back and that God has our best interest in heart. I thank you, Jesus, that as we just plant our seeds in 2016, that we will be mindful that you're watching over that seed. And you're mindful that you're going to bring the harvest, God, as we plant in faith. And I thank you, Lord. Last night was so awesome. The word of faith was just strong, and it built my faith up in the night. And I thank you, Jesus, that as this time of fasting is before us, Lord, that it's not about us and being hungry or tired or any of those things, but God, that we just honor you with our sacrifice tonight. In the name of Jesus, I worship you tonight, and I thank you for your presence. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you that your word declares, God, that when we sow, God, we will reap a harvest, Father. I thank you, God, that we, your people, are sowers into your kingdom, Father. And I thank you, God, that we will reap a harvest, God, because we do not grow weary in doing what is right, God. Father, I thank you that your word declares that when we come to you, God, we have to know that you are, God, and that you reward those who come to you. So, Father, we come to you tonight knowing that you are God, knowing that you are our provider, God. We come to you knowing, God, that you reward us when we diligently seek you. God, I call upon your name, I call upon your word, I call upon your promises, because your word declares that when you are faithful, God, when we are faithful, you are faithful, God, that your promises come true. Father, I thank you right now for RBI, God. I thank you for every need met because your word declares that you meet all of their needs by the riches of your glory. Father, I thank you for it. God, I thank you that you make the provision when the vision is given and the vision has already been declared. So God, bring in the provision. God, bring in the ravens, God. I rebuke any poverty mindset that would come against anyone participating in RBI. God, whether it be a student that thinks they can't pay for their tuition, God, I rebuke that in Jesus' mighty name. When you set us to do something, God, your word declares that it is done in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you that we call upon your word that goes forward and it does not come back void, God. I thank you that, God, we are blessed because you pour out your blessings, because you are faithful. Your word declares that you are our provider, God. Your word also tells us not to be afraid, to not fear, to not be timid, God, because when you are for us, nothing can stand against us. Not no devil in hell that thinks they can take the finances away from the people of God or God's house. In Jesus' mighty name, we command you in Jesus' name to take your hands off the finances and let the blessings flow. Because in 2016, RBI and the people of God are under an open heaven. I decree it and I declare it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you right now for distilling a solid foundation under Regent Bible Institute. God, we pray right now for the president, the dean, and all the professors that are giving to us wisdom that we need to help your kingdom grow. God, right now we speak against any sign of defeat. We speak against any sign of giving up in any student that comes to Regent Bible Institute. God, we pray right now that you distill in us that revelation, God, that giving up is not an option. God, and we pray right now that anybody who enters Bible college or this ministry, God, does nothing but succeed. God, I ask you to just break every standard, every limitation that is set upon our mindset. God, show us that you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords and you are in control of all. God, we thank you for continuing to make all things possible, God. We pray right now that you bring that harvest, God, and help the Bible College grow. God, we pray growth right now, growth in Mexico. God, we pray growth in Cuba. We pray growth upon anywhere that you so wish for this ministry to touch, God. We pray that you equip the professors, God, for every semester and every year so that they will fully be able to impact everybody who enters Regent Bible Institute, not by our own wisdom, not by theirs, but by your wisdom, God, and by your revelation, because by all things are done by you, Christ, and we thank you. We thank you, God, for never giving up, for continuing to push us towards the goal that you have set, God, and we pray that the ministry internships are able to impact the ministries inside of this church, inside of your house, God. We thank you. We thank you for just making a way for us. We thank you for making a way for every student. God, we thank you. We thank you for not letting anything break us. We thank you for not allowing anything that comes up against us or this Bible college. God, we thank you for not letting anything destroy what you have built. God, we thank you. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name.
God, I thank you for RBI, Lord. I thank you for the opportunity to invest and to be invested in, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're doing great things locally, Lord. But I pray, God, that you would touch, God, the country. Lord Jesus, that throughout the country, God, there would be people, Lord, where their passion would be stirred, Lord God, and that you would call them, Lord, that the laborers would come forth, God, for the harvest, Lord. And I pray that they would seek, Lord Jesus, to be equipped, God, that they would know that they need to do something, God, to maximize their potential with their life, God, to maximize their effectiveness, Lord. So I pray that you would begin to call people, Lord Jesus, and that you would touch them, God, across the country, Lord. I just pray, God, for Cuba, Lord God, Nigeria, Mexico, Lord God, all those places, Lord. I pray that you would touch them as well, God. I pray that there would be a fire, Lord, that would be birthed in their hearts, God. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that they would begin to make mighty moves for you, Lord. I just pray, God, for expansion, Lord, for RBI, God, that you, Lord, would expand our territory, God, that our tents, Lord God, would be pushed out, Lord. God, you're Jehovah Jireh, Lord. You're the God that provides for us, Lord. And we know that that's not a mood that you have. We know that's not a hobby that you have, but we know that's who you are, God. So I pray, Lord Jesus, that you begin to provide ways, Lord, that you begin to provide people. And Lord, I pray that you go before us, God, and begin to plow the path for us, Lord Jesus, so that more campuses, Lord God, can be established, Lord, so more people, God, can be trained, and more people can cultivate, Lord Jesus, the love that they have for you. More people can go out and touch more people, so more people can be saved, God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you just have your favor on RBI and that you would bless it, God. I pray that nothing would be able to stand against it, Lord, but that you would have complete harvest, complete blessing, and complete prosperity for it in your name, Jesus.
Father, we love you and we thank you so much for this opportunity to be here before you tonight. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Father, for who you are in our lives. We thank you for what you've done in our lives. We thank you for what you're doing, and we thank you for what you are going to do. We are here to declare our faith in you, Father God, for supernatural work in the finances of the people of this house, and of this house. And Lord, as you do that supernatural work in the finances of the people of this house, Lord, you will make a financial impact on this entire region as you teach the people of this house to operate in kingdom finances. Father, we thank you for supernatural debt reduction in the name of Jesus. Father, we believe in you that as we come before you with pure hearts and a willingness to change our ways in the way that we handle finances, that you will meet us where we are, Father God, and you will do mighty, mighty miracles in our finances. Father, we give the Holy Spirit free rein to teach us. Lord, open our eyes and ears to your word about how to handle money in the right way. We love you, God, and we bring our tithe to you. And Lord, we know that you are paying attention to the other 90%. So, Father God, we ask that you would teach us. Holy Spirit, convict us. If there's areas where we are not budgeting well, if we are not making good decisions with finances that you have entrusted to us, convict us of that, Father God. Give us clarity and understanding in making financial decisions, God, and just pour out the blessings from heaven. We lay it all at your feet. We trust you, God. Many, many, many people have put their finances on this altar, Father God, and you know the circumstance in every single life represented here, and we just trust you to move, God, and we will walk in peace and wait for the answers to come. We love you, God. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Lord God, there is nowhere else. You are our source, and we declare our faith. We believe in you, God, to teach us. I pray, God, that even for the next class of Financial Peace University, Lord, that we will overflow out of the classroom with people who are seeking to know how to operate in your economy. We love you, God. We thank you. We believe you for it, and we trust you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's just all praise Jesus right now. If you can't hear yourself pray, I was taught very young, you should be able to hear yourself pray. So, Father, we just bless you. We praise you, Jesus. We give you honor. We love you, Father. Come on, everyone, just give him praise. Lift up your voice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that we're giving a joyful noise to you, Father. Jesus, I just thank you for who you are. I pray right now that people would have such a conviction in their heart to be obedient to the word of God. Father, that conscience that's been severed, that conscience that has been numbed, Father, I pray that you would revive it right now. And every person that walks in this building, in Jesus' name, that they would walk in obedience. And when they do that, they would see the blessing of you, Father, that you would pour out a blessing that they can't contain. Father, I come against that poverty mindset and I bind it in the name of Jesus. Father, we also come against that lukewarm mentality that they'll go the full direction, Father, that they will go fully in obedience to you and bringing their tithe into the house, Father. We just thank you that this year we will have more than enough, that we will have abundance, that we will be looking for places to give, Father. We just thank you that that comes through obedience in the name of Jesus, but we speak forth those seeds now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that they'd understand it's a trust issue. Father, that you would teach them to trust you. In Jesus' name, that you would draw their hearts right now in the name of Jesus, that this Sunday we will blow our tithe and seed out of the water. In Jesus' name, we petition this and we bind any mindsets in the name of Jesus. I thank you for creative ideas to work around the issues so that they can be obedient, that they would tithe before they eat, that they would not rob you, Father, that they'd be blessed. We just thank you, we praise you, and we declare that this will happen in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for being able to come here where your presence is full in this place. But right now, Father, I pray that you fill each one of us with the presence that is in this house, Father, because we are your temple. Father, I thank you that you're going to raise up entrepreneurs in this house, Father, that have kingdom mindset and kingdom goals, Lord. This is the year of kingdom seed, Father, and we call it in now because you provide seed to the sower, Father. I thank you that you have equipped us and you have given us the tools to reach out to this region, Father. I thank you that you have given us voice in government, Father, so we can reach out. Lord, I pray right now that every person in this place completely loses their mind and finds the mind of Christ, a mind that is so kingdom-focused, Father. I pray right now that you reveal to them the blessing of Abraham that they have before them. Father, some of them have tapped into it, and I pray that others will find it and tap into it. Lord, the Bible says that Abraham was very rich. And I believe that every word in the Bible is completely inspired by the Holy Ghost. And the very words of him, Lord, you said very rich. And we have that. Father, to receive the blessing tithe is the drawbridge to receive the blessing, to open up the windows of heaven. Blessing involves health, wealth, and finances. And Father, you said Abraham was very rich. He had many kids. His family was very blessed. We are descendants of Abraham. Lord, one of the last things you called him to do was to climb a mountain at 120 years old. That means he was healthy, Father. Father, reveal to the people that are in this place the very blessings of Abraham that they have. Right now, I come against strongly a poverty mentality. I rebuke it now in Jesus' mighty name. It has got to go. Father, I pray that you give these people a boldness to want to just grow and a hunger for kingdom mindset and kingdom principles, Father. That each one of these person in this place, Father, there's men and women in this place that you have raised up and that are very well off financially. I know that you are raising up many more because they will get a mind of Christ. Father, I don't know why your house is not paid off, why there's a trail of debt behind it. But if the people in the house will not come and pay off the debts of the house, I pray that you send a heathen to write a check. Better yet, give me $1 million. Father, I'll give it back to you. I pray that each person gets a mindset like this, Jesus. Obedience is so much better than sacrifice. Father, blessing is so much better. So I thank you that each person will get revelation. Father, at 120 years old, when Abraham was told to climb a mountain, that sounds like an impossible mission. So I pray right now, if the doctor gave you an impossible report, or if the bill collectors are calling and it's impossible, you don't even know how you're going to get gas in your car to get to work to get money. I speak right now to the impossible. We lay it at the altar now in Jesus' mighty name, and we leave it to you so you can pick up the impossible and prove yourself to this world that you are almighty. Father, I pray all of this, not in my name, not in the name of Allah or Buddha or Muhammad, but in the name that is above every name, in the name of Jesus, I pray, I curse poverty. Father, raise up people that are willing to sow into the kingdom, that are kingdom-minded, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen, amen. Give you God a hand clap. We're about to put a prayer on all the finances that are up here. And we're going to put a prayer that's going to destroy every financial yoke and stronghold that tried to come into your life with 2016. And then we're going to put a praise on our breakthrough. Amen? We're going to put a praise on our breakthrough. Amen? So before we pray, I want to share a passage of scripture with you in 2 Kings chapter 4. One day, the widow of a member of the group of prophets came to Elisha and cried out, "My husband who served you is dead, and you know how he feared the Lord. But now a creditor has come, threatening to take my two sons as slaves." "What can I do to help you?" Elisha asked. "Tell me, what do you have in the house?" "Nothing at all, except a flask of olive oil," she replied. And Elisha said, "Borrow as many empty jars as you can from your friends and neighbors. Then go into your house with your sons and shut the door behind you. Shut out the world. Shut out the lies. Shut out all the false statements. Put yourself in your prayer closet and shut the door behind you. Pour olive oil from your flask into the jars, setting each one aside when it is filled." So she did as she was told. Her sons kept bringing jars to her, and she filled one after another, after another, after another, after another, after another. Come on, after another, after another. Soon, every container was full. Not halfway, not three quarters. It was full to the brim. "Bring me another jar," she said to one of her sons. "There aren't any more," he told her. And then the olive oil stopped flowing. When she told the man of God what had happened, he said to her, "Now sell the oil and pay your debt. And pay your debt. And you and your sons can live on what is left over." We're going to worship for the next 5 minutes or so, but as we worship, I believe and I decree and I declare and I prophesy that your praise will be the gateway to your breakthrough in your finances. This will be the last day we will ever say, "I don't have enough." This will be the last day we ever say, "I had just enough." But just like the widow with Elisha, we shall be living the life of more than enough, of full, of filling again and again and another in the mighty name of Jesus. So as we worship, let it be a worship of overflow. Let it be a worship of more than enough. Let it be a worship of, "I'm never going back to how broke I was in 2015. I'm leaving all this debt behind in 2015. So come on now. Worship your God. Worship El Shaddai. Worship Jehovah Jireh. Lift up your voice. Lift up your hand. Come on. Put a worship on it. Come on. Put a praise on it. Shetaraboro koto. Shetarabarakata. We release the spirit of breakthrough in this place in the mighty name of Jesus. We break that stronghold from 2015 in the name of Jesus. Come on, worship him. Worship him. Come on, press through. Press in. Go to that new place of worship. Come on, press in. Press in. Hey. God, we thank you. Cry out to your Abba Father. Come on. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Come on, one more time before we pray. Come on, press in. Give them all you got. Give them all you got. Come on. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come to you boldly today, Lord. Father, we're taking a step of faith like the widow, God, and we're bringing what we have here on the altar, God, with faith knowing that this is a place where things can change, God. At the altar, things can be altered. So, Father, we hold you to your word, where your word says, Father God, that you shall supply every single need according to your riches and glory, Father.
Lord, we repent of us having any spirit of ownership, God. We thank you for the word that was birthed in our senior pastors to teach us that it's not about ownership. It's about stewardship. So, Father, right now, before we even go any further, Lord, we repent of ownership, God. We give you back the keys. We give you back ownership in Jesus' name. Father, we want to be the best stewards of all your finances. We want to be the ones that you can trust. We want to be the ones like in the book of Isaiah, where you ask, who can I send, Lord? Lord, you can send us. We want to do your will, God. We abandon our agendas. We abandon our ideas. We abandon our opinions, Father God. And Lord, you can send us. You can use us, Father God. We can be stewards of your finances. But Father, there are some things that tried to hold us back in 2015. But in the mighty name of Jesus, I put a command right now for release of every single financial bondage from 2015. Lord, as we see here on this altar, God, there are mortgages. There are bills. There are student loans, God. I command right now, Lord, for every single debt to be paid in 2016. Lord, I hold you to your word. Your word says, Father God, not only shall the debt be paid, but there shall be more than enough to live off of in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I draw my spirit with that of Terry that says, in the name of Jesus, a $1.6 million check shall be cut for his Tabernacle Family Church, Lord. And this building shall be paid off, Father God. I decree and declare, Lord, a release of every finance to go out and to do your work, to build your kingdom inside and outside of these four walls in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, your word declares you shall supply. You shall supply. I looked that word up in the Greek, and the word supply literally means there's a fishing net and things are being crammed inside it. More and more and more. I decree and declare that your finances shall break with that net in the mighty name of Jesus. There shall be a breakthrough in this place. No more shall we be saying, can you please lend to me? Can I please borrow some more? But from this day forth, your word shall change to saying, oh, pastor, how much can I give? Oh, pastor, where do the funds need to go to? Oh, pastor, I have more than enough. Oh, God, hear our hearts, God. We want to be like those people that can say, where can I build the kingdom? Where can I put my hands to the plow? In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you that in this place, you have people that love you. You have people that love the vision. You have people, Lord, that are married to the vision. Father, as they are here faithful, as they're here every single night, as they're serving, as they're giving, Lord, as they're loving on your people, Father, reward them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, fill their hands, fill their heart, Lord, renew them in Jesus' name. Father, you do not desire a people that are weak, that are tired, that are burned out, God, but you desire a people that are full of the power of the Holy Ghost. So right now, in the name of Jesus, as we decree an increase in the finances, I decree and declare an increase of the power of the Holy Ghost in our lives, Father God. The power of the Holy Ghost to move the impossible mountains in Jesus' name. Let 2016 at his tabernacle be the year of the testimony that the impossible was made possible in this place, Father God. Your word declares that with you, nothing is impossible. So, Lord, we hold you to your word, and we decree and we declare, Lord, that in 2017, first week of January, we can say thank you, God, for making 2016 be the year of the possible in this place. God, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, don't stop now. Don't stop now. Come on, praise him already for what you got. Praise him for what you just prayed in. Come on. Hallelujah. Father, we also thank you so very much that God, you are Jehovah Jireh. Father, you care about every situation in our life. Lord, we all know that so many times the financial oppression, God, overwhelms. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that you are so faithful. Lord, even when we are unfaithful, you are there to show yourself great. God, I just pray right now in Jesus' name, as we go down into the cities, God, as we go down into the city this summer, that, Lord, every tent revival we do, every outreach we do, Lord, there'll be more than enough, God, to even go over the top and to show this community that our God is not weak, Our God is not poor. The church is not filled with weak people, but God filled with the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. God, we already thank you right now for the new building that's sitting out front. Lord, in the natural, it's not there, but in the spirit, it's already been accomplished. Thank you, Father, that it seats 2,500 souls. Thank you, God, for what it already looks like. God, we thank you for the parking garage, God. We thank you for the baseball facility over on that side to play softball and relax, have fun with our families. God, we thank you, Jesus, that the community will drive by and say, surely God is on their side. We have never seen anything like this before. Thank you, God, for the harvest that's coming. Lord, the harvest of souls this year that we have never seen before. And God, not just the harvest of souls, but Jesus, we thank you that they'll be discipled, they'll grow, and they'll stay. God, we just thank you for all your goodness. Lord, you are an awesome God to us. If you are here with your family, I would like you to go grab the hand of your family member. We're going to just pray over your family real quickly and the finances of your family. So if you're here with your family, go find them real quickly. Go find the family. Go find your family. Are you ready? If you don't have your family, find somebody else's family. Find the rich ones. Amen. Are you ready? Look at your family and say, in Jesus' name, we touch one thing. Therefore, it will be done. In the name of Jesus, we come against poverty and poverty thinking. We stand in the authority of Jesus' name. And we declare that we are blessed and not cursed. We are blessed and not cursed. We will believe you, Jesus, for greater things this year than ever before as a family. We will see you, Jesus, liberate us financially that we'll be able to bless others like we've never blessed them before. Jesus, put a burden on our hearts to touch others, even through our wealth, in Jesus' name. Lord, I declare that our house payment will go down, our jobs will increase. If I have a creative idea, that you'll stir it, that I can even start a business. That Jesus, we will be a testimony to our family members who are not saved, that our God, our King, our Master, our owner is faithful to his sons and daughters. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I said amen. Hallelujah. There's somebody here, your pituitary gland, I'm not even sure. I think that's in the back of your head area. I don't even have a clue. You're having problems with your pituitary gland. God is going to heal you. You got healed, right? You left a testimony. There was not even a spot that was there last year. It's all gone. God healed you. Amen. Jesus heals. Jesus sets free. God is supernatural. Don't you ever settle for natural. God is supernatural. Can I hear an amen? Amen? Turn to someone and say, if God is supernatural and I'm his kid, then I'm supernatural. So what is impossible for you? Nothing. Can I hear an amen? Amen? Tomorrow night, we're praying for your lost loved ones. Folks who do not know Jesus, lost loved ones and lost friends, bring photographs. You need to bring pictures. We want to line this whole altar with pictures of your family members, and we're going to call their souls in Jesus' name. I'm believing that 2:15, you will find the greatest harvest in your families because Jesus is coming soon. Can I hear an amen? So you need to make sure you're seeding for the souls of your family. Now, you can't buy them, but you can activate, amen, in the supernatural. God says, if you sow, you shall reap. Now, we're supposed to take an offering tonight, but we're not going to. How do you like that? I know Carla is already sneering at me. She's saying, Pastor, but I just don't feel to receive an offering tonight. If you want to give an offering, lay it on the altar. But I'm believing that you will just do the will of God in your life and that you will be blessed and productive. Can I hear an amen? So if you want to give, lay it on the altar. If you don't want to give, glory to God. I'm just believing that this year is going to be the greatest year you have ever seen in Jesus' name. Can I hear another shout? I said, can I hear a shout for your God? Father, bless us as we go home. Surround us, protect us, Jesus. Keep us safe. God, I pray that tomorrow, as we've been fasting and praying, Lord, we know fasting does nothing as much for you as it does for us. Change us, God, from the inside out. Lord, that this week we will absolutely say, I am not the same man. I am not the same woman. I am not the same child. God, I am a different person because Jesus has set me free. In Jesus' name, and everybody said one more time, amen. Enjoy your night. We love you. Have a good evening.